Brothers and sisters, I bring to you grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to deliver us from the present evil age, according to the will of God, of our God and Father, to whom be the glory for ever and ever. Amen. My 3 points for today's sermon will be as follows: that the Father gives us what we need in the name of Christ, asking and receiving in Christ's name completes our joy, and 3, Christ knows all things. Let's pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be ever pleasing before you, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, let me ask you, what's in a name? What's in a name? When I was a child, almost a teenager, about 12 years old, my father, who is the local mechanic in Katoomba, the Blue Mountains, he sent me down to the parts store to pick up some critical items for a job that he was doing on a motor vehicle. My father was too busy to go himself, and so he sent me, and off I went. When I got there, I realized I'd forgot to bring any money to pay for the parts. And the owner didn't know me from a bar of soap. And so I said hello, I was very polite, and I said, "My father, Robert Noble, has sent me here to pick up these parts on this list. He said, could you put them on his account?" And so the man looked at me, he kind of put his head sideways and said, "Robert Noble, eh? Oh, you're his son. Of course I can. No worries. I know Rob. Here's the parts you need. Don't worry about the money. I'll put it on his account. And tell Rob I said hi." I've never seen this shop owner before, but when I mentioned the fact that my father had sent me and to use his name, this was all that I needed. And here's the list of what I need. The owner welcomed me as if I was my father himself. He gave me what I needed in his name. It was the first time in my life that I realized that my father's name has power in the community which I lived. My father's name has integrity. He has an upstanding moral character. What I needed could be asked for in my father's name. In the same way, the context of our gospel reading today picks up on this theme of what it means to pray in the name of Jesus Christ to God the Father. And he will give the church whatever they ask for. And so my first point is, the Father gives us what we need in the name of Christ. Verse 23, "In that day you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you." Now, 2 comments. Firstly, "in that day" refers to the immediate context after Jesus' death and resurrection. When Jesus reveals himself to his disciples after his death and he rises again, they will not need to ask him of anything. The disciples at that time will have all the knowledge they need concerning what the cross means for God's plan. And the Spirit will confirm that in the coming weeks ahead at Pentecost, which we look forward to. The second comment is, prior to this time, whenever the disciples prayed, they prayed to God, but never in Jesus' name, up until this point in the text. But now, Jesus is telling the disciples, "Now you will pray in the name of me, to my Father. And you will ask him, and he will give you whatever you need." Now, this is fascinating because Jesus is telling his disciples there is essentially power and authority in his name. In other words, on the basis of his atoning work, people will now approach God and know that their prayers will be answered because of the name in whom they ask. This brings me to my second point. Asking and receiving in Christ's name completes our joy. Verse 24, until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, so that your joy may be full. Now Jesus wants the disciples to ask the Father in his name. And now in our text there's something very interesting going on. There is, in fact, no distinction to be made between two Greek verbs that both translate as the word ask in English. But they have a very different meaning. The difference is the first verb is to ask about something. You'll see it there in verse 24 if you open up your Bibles. The first verb is to ask about something, that is a question, and the question is to receive information. So if I asked you, what is your name? It's Bob. How old are you? I'm 50. That's information I'm receiving. That is the word for ask in this context. The second verb that he uses here is not to ask about something, but to ask for something. It's when you actually expect to receive something as a gift, or perhaps it could be something, for example, dear Father, grant me humility. Grant me a good job that I may provide for my family. And the context of what you ask will fit the vocation of which you ask it for. These are all requests asking for something, and there is an expectation to be received. And so the difference is asking about something over against asking for something. With this knowledge, let's look at the text again. Jesus says in verse 23, in that day you will ask nothing of me. That is, you will ask no questions about me, because you will know what the resurrection means. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. See there? In other words, that is, he will give you something. Not information, but what you have asked for. What you have requested. Verse 24. Until now you have asked for nothing in my name. That is, you have received nothing, because you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, so that your joy may be full. And again, that is, ask for something, so that you will receive this in my name. Now bear with me. Now Jesus uses these two different verbs to ask and it's important to know the differences. Basically, to help you, the way Jesus uses these verbs for asking and how you can know the difference is when you look at the text and one is concerning information and one is concerning receiving something. What this means in plain language is if you ask for something in Christ's name, in line with his mission, to the Father, you will receive it. Not questions asking about Christ, but you will actually receive the things you ask for through Christ from the Father, because it will be in his name. To put it another way, there is power in the name. Power in the name of Christ when you ask for something. That's why some translations in the Greek with this verb, the verb to ask and ask for something, it's sometimes translated as pray. Because when you pray, you're asking for something. When you pray, you're not asking about something. But when you pray, you ask for the things that you need. The things that you need to live and to serve Christ as you serve his church, which is reflected in our Lord's Prayer. We say, Lord, give us our daily bread. Not give us what we want in life, but daily bread is what we need. These are the things we need. So we're praying in one sense for what we need, not what we want. What kind of things could we ask for in the name of Jesus? Well, boldness to share the gospel. A heart that is hospitable towards others. Physical, financial, emotional, or spiritual resources for your vocation. Whether that be a mother or a father, a husband or a wife, daughter, son, student, coffee maker, garbage worker, real estate agent, I could go on. We all need things in our vocation, And Jesus says, ask for these things in my name and I will give them to you. Very fascinating. When you ask in the Father in prayer, ask for it in Christ's name. Not only will you receive it to His glory, but Christ says, this is so that your joy may be full. Amen. This brings me to my last point. Christ knows all things. Verse 27. For the Father Himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world, and now I am leaving the world and going to the Father. His disciples said, ah, yes, now you are speaking plainly and not using figurative speech, but we know that you know all things and do not need anyone to question you. This is why we believe you came from God. Here Jesus changes gears, so to speak, and the disciples become excited as they clearly understand him. He moves from ambiguous language, talking in previous passages about, I am the vine, you are the branches. This is figures of speech. And now he's moving to plain language, speaking literally. And the disciples have a type of epiphany of who Christ is, of being the one from God. They now know that he is from God the Father. And they understand Jesus has all knowledge in the universe. And this is why they trust that he comes from God. Firstly, this means that no one can challenge him. Very fascinating. And secondly, the fact that Jesus needs no one to question him proves that he is from God and that you can also trust that he is sent from the Father. Such knowledge of all things highlights the deity of Christ. That is, his divine nature, that Jesus is in the flesh both fully God, and yet at the same time he is fully man, a man of flesh, and yet knows all things. Amazing. How incredible. So as good Lutherans, what does this mean for us? What does this mean? Well, what's in a name? What is in a name? When you ask in your own name for your own purposes, you won't get very far. But if you ask in your own name in the motivation of your own self-desire, you are in the world and you have the world's interests and not in a place to ask of the Father. For your desire is not of the will of the Father. And you're not listening to the Son and what He says. If you do not ask in the name of Christ, no other name will suffice. We need to stop asking about something with prayers that have no requests. You see that distinction? Stop asking about something, but rather we ought to start asking for something. Something in the name of Jesus, for his mission and for his purposes. However, Jesus says a time will come in verse 24 where you will receive from the Father, that is, so that your joy may be full. I'll say that again. A time will come when you will receive so that your joy may be full. When I think back and I look at that time in the mechanics shop and when I asked in my Father's name for mechanic parts, the owner gave them to me straight away. He knew my Father. Therefore, he gave me whatever I needed for the task. When I asked in my Father's name, and in the same way, if you ask for something in Jesus' name, for his mission, the Father will give it to you. For the Father himself loves you, verse 27. And when he sees you, his baptized child, he sees Christ in you. Christ says he does not speak on your behalf, but rather the Father loves you because you receive his Son. And when the Father sees you, he sees his Son in you. and lavishes his love on you. Jesus has come into the world to die for you. And he has risen to new life and now goes to the Father so that you can ask for something in his Son's name. And the Father will give you whatever you ask for. So brothers and sisters, ask for something and do not ask about something. And he, the Father, will give it to you in Christ's name so that your joy may be complete. Amen.